the book Hebrews, part 337. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's Witnesses in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book Israel's Rapture. As you know by now, it's also my doctoral degree. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, South Africa plus 27 international code 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are so very, very, very welcome. New people, always welcome. Please go to part 1, because we are at the end of the series of the book Hebrews, and you've missed it all. Go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out quite a bit of information. Please send this link to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. That is, of course, after you have subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a wonderful blessing, opportunity just to share the word and be together in the name of Yahushua, the name above every other name. We are with you at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6, so that we may boldly say, Apostle Paul says, so that we may boldly say, Yahva is my helper. We can say it boldly. We don't need to be shy about it. Let's shout it out boldly. Yahva, my Elohim, is my helper. Our help is not dependable upon a fortune teller or somebody that reads cards or tell fortune or do any. No. Our help is upon Yahushua, and I will not fear that man should do unto me. The word says, fear not him, that Satan with a small s that can harm your body, but fear him, capital H, Yahva Almighty, who can throw body, soul, and mind in hell. Hallelujah. Verse 7. Remember then which have the rule over you. Who has the rule over us? Yahva, our Elohim, who has spoken unto you the word of Yahva, whose faith follows. Considering the end of their conversation. I always want to be in conversation with Yahva El Elohim. Yahushua, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, the Rose of Sharon, hallelujah. Who do we want to be in conversation with? The Creator of heaven and earth, Yahva El Elohim, our Father. You know, if I think about people wanting to meet President Donald Trump, they will be very honored to shake his hand and to meet him. But you know, for them to see them, they have to go through so much protocol just to have a date set for a meeting of 10 minutes, and that's going to take months in advance to plan. And we think that President Donald Trump is an important person. What about Yahushua? What about Yahva, our Father? We don't need a special appointment. We can just call upon his name or their names, and immediately, like that, we have the attention through the Ruach HaKodesh, which lives within us in our soul's dimensions. How wonderful is that? For us to have a conversation with the Creator of heaven and earth, and we don't need to stand on attention and we don't need to shake in fear. No. The Creator of heaven and earth just spoke the word and it was there. We have a relationship with them, the Father and the Son. Hallelujah. How wonderful is that? Concerning the end of their conversation, Yahushua the same yesterday, today and forever. Hallelujah. There's a chorus that we used to sing, yesterday, today and forever, Yahushua's always the same. All may change, but Yahushua never. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. So we can continue the song. Yesterday, today and forever. How wonderful is it that we as part of the bride of Yahushua can have a relationship of yesterday, today. That's eschatology. That's eschatology. The past, the present, the future. Yesterday, today, forever. That's actually eschatology. That's the basis of eschatology. Yesterday, today and forever. Thinking about it. Since I was 11 years old, I fell in love with the word. Yesterday, today, if it's Father's will, this year I'll be 74. And for how long if He spares us, yesterday, today, and till He comes for us, whether we die by a heart attack, a car accident, or otherwise the coming of Yahushua. What a privilege to have our lives set up in the words. You know what? And as we continued with the words, Yahfa actually empowered us with more and more and more and more revelation word. Yahushua is the same yesterday, today and forever. He's never changed in 2,000 years of time, more than 2,000 years of time. It's people that's changed. It is clothing that changed, hairstyles changed, and all these things change, cars change, houses change, but He's the same. And that's why if you want to accept Him in your life, if you don't know Him, you have to do it on an old Pentecostal way. It's repentance. Bow low before Him. Accept that you are a sinner. That you can be saved by the blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. What a privilege for us to function in the revelation word of Yahweh Elohim. It's the same. The promises He made more than 2,000 years ago, today is exactly the same. The condition to serve Him is the same. What did he say to Apostle Peter? What did Apostle Peter say to the people that was around the upper room with the outpouring of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit? Acts 2:36, when they asked Him, what must we do? He says, repent, 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 repent. Today we have the internet and it makes it so easy. It makes it so easy. Joe Augustine makes a statement and he says in one of his services when he made an altar call, he called the people and he says, pray after me, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I accept that I'm a sinner. I accept that I'm a sinner. I now repent of my sin. I now repent of my sin. I now accept you, Lord Jesus Christ. I now accept you, Lord Jesus Christ. Now I am born again. You are not born again. That's a church lie. You are not born again. To be born again is to be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sins. Acts 2:36-42, where Apostle Paul says to this thousands of people that was drawn by the Ruach, repent and let every one of you be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sin. He said, and the promise of the Ruach HaKodesh is for you and your children and everybody that's far. Doesn't mean little baby children. We are the children of the promise of 2,000 years ago. He says, and those that accept Yahshua was immersed. 3,000 souls on the day of Pentecost. The biggest baptizing of immersing service ever read of in the Bible. 3,000 souls. He's yesterday, today, and forever. And His saving grace has never changed. All people must do, they must come with the honest heart. Well, not my heart, my soul's dimension. Motive. My motive must be real, must be joyful. Yahshua the same yesterday and today and forever. Hallelujah. Be not carried about which drives and strange doctrine. Be not carried away with drives of strange doctrine. We are not, the Bible says, even an angel out of heaven come with another gospel, let him be cursed. Hallelujah. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. The heart is not this heart. It's my soul's dimension. This heart can do nothing. It's a metaphor directing me to my soul's dimension. Be not carried away with drives and strange doctrine, internet doctrine. For it is a good thing that the heart or my soul's dimension be established with grace. That grace must be a capital G. Grace is the resurrection blood of Yahshua, hallelujah. Not with meats which have no profit, profined them that have been occupied therein. There's no profit in it. There's one way, and that's the right way. There's one way, and it's Yahshua's way. Yahshua has an invitation. Everyone that's heavy burden, come unto me and I shall give you rest. He's still today, he's there to give rest. He's there to save. His saving grace has never changed. Although the internet changed so many revelation words and turn it into church dogma and theology, making it so easy today, is to come with a fearful heart, not heart, soul's dimension, accepting Yahshua as the sinner, being after accepting him, be immersed, be born again. And that's why Yahshua said to Nicodemus in John 3 verse 1 to 11, see, we must be born again out of water and the Ruach. How can I go back into the womb of my mother? Immediately Nicodemus thinks with his mind. He tried to work it out mathematically. How do I go back into the womb of my mother? I'm an adult. Yahshua swears, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, know, if you're not born again out of water spirit, you will not see the kingdom. After he explained to him, he says, verily, verily, the second time he swears, if you're not born again, you will not enter. It is not, he said, enter heavens. It is not, although the guy on the cross received grace, entering into fourth heaven, which is paradise. Heaven is heaven. But there, that what Yahshua was talking about when he spoke to Nicodemus, he was explaining to Nicodemus to become bright. It's nothing wrong to go to fourth heaven. You're going to be a guest at the wedding occasion. You will not be part of the bride. And this is the problem. If you want to be happy just eating marriage cake and enjoying the occasion, that's fine. But if you want to be part of the bride of Yahshua, Nicodemus, you must be born again of water and of the Ruach HaKodesh. And this is what the church does not teach us people today. to make it easy, just say after me, now I'm born again. You're not born again. How sorry. That's why these people doesn't last. Next week they're going to stand there again. And the week after that they're going to stand there again. Because they have not immersed the person who has come to repentance. You must read Revelation 6 verse 1 to 10. Go read, Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. Romans, not Revelation. Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. He says here, do not carry it away with drivers of strange doctrine. For it's a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profit them not have been occupied therein. We have an altar. An altar with a small A. We have an altar where all they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. In the Old Testament, the high priest ate of the altar. But before he could enter, he had to offer for himself an offering for his sin. Yahushua, in the New Testament, came and he brought us a new high priest, which had no sin. The Bible says he knew not sin. He became sin by dying on a cross, wooden cross. But he says, we have an altar, Yahushua, whereof they have no right to eat, we serve the tabernacle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a privilege this morning to understand the revelation word so that we can live in it. Until tomorrow morning, his Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.